Voting now, what's without question the most important tomorrow? In himself, can we forget our dim with Crusader? Honor of Yudam Rav, a great discussion about there's many, many parts of this Gemara and all the important machlekes we showing him that are negiah to this parak are living in this Gemara here. Honor of Yudam Rav. Avoid the Ksar Sheyavatl. A guy did a bedika, he still has to go to Bethel. My time, what's the reason? Inayim Vishum Pirurim, if the reason is because of the Pirurim that has a bedika didn't find, then for what? See, the bedika doesn't find the crumbs, and the crumbs, you can give everybody Roman Matzah. See, you need to do Bethel to take care of the crumbs. So the Gemara, Lech HaShivi. There anyway, Lech HaShiv, like tomorrow's going to explain. So let's start the talk, first of all. In the Gemara state, that the guy did B'dikas Chametz, and his B'dikas Chametz invariably doesn't find all the Pirurim, there's crumbs in the house that he can't find. So the Gemara says there's a tzad that you should do Bittul, because by Rav HaMatzik, right? So the Gemara, you're not by Rav HaMatzik, because it's like Hashivi, it's Hefker anyway, like the Gemara is going to prove from the story of Sofei Tein, that it's Bittul, it's Hefker anyway, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Factor Rabbeinu David Akasha, which is Amodi Vozach, Tum Rabbeinu David came along and asked Akasha. It was known as a machlokes between the Shagazayim and Chasinach and Begiva Eger Becholu. One of the most astounding things that came out, Rabbeinu David came out when I was a bacher, it was like Saviad, he's a Talmud of the Ran and the Ramban. He asked Akasha that all the Gedeir Dachorin spoke about all the Deirs, but there's no Rishayim on the topic. Rabbeinu David took on for Dabra Poshet that the Pirurim over here are less than the Kizayis. Why did he take on like that? His stomach there, because eyes, you can see them. Either way, he took on Pirurim as crumbs. He took off a double poshet that the Pirurim over here are less than the Kazayas. If they're less than the Kazayas, fact of Abinu David, less than the Kazayas, you're not everybody Rabbi Motze. The mission says in Beitza Dav Beis, and the price of Beitza Dav Zayin, that if you're everybody Rabbi Motze, you have to have a Kazayas of Chametz. The price learns it out of Achila. Fact of Abinu David, if my stain is trapped in the Gemara, what do you mean you're over because of Pirurim? The Gemara says Pirurim are like Hashivi, and if they were Hashivi, and they weren't Hefker, and they weren't Batal, so then you would be over my own Matzah. It's less than a Kazayit, it's a Mishnah Beitzah, not Beitzah, not the price of Bazayim of Beitzah. With him, the Gemara says you're not over my own Matzah until you hold, or quote unquote, until you have a Kazayit of Chametz. As a fact, Rabbeinu David Akasha. Rabbeinu David says, maybe. Chatishi is also Minatera, applies to Bayer Rabbeinu Matzah. So we know there's a call called Chatishi is also Minatera. Maybe the Yisrael of Chatzis Shalos HaMinatara applies to the Yisrael by Rabbi Matzah. We know that the Din of Chatzis Shalos HaMinatara applies by Yisrael Achila. But maybe Shayna hold that it applies not only by Yisrael Achila, it applies by Malach HaShabbos, other things. So maybe the Yisrael by Rabbi Matzah, maybe it applies even where by Yisrael by Rabbi Matzah, Chatzis Shalos HaMinatara. So you talk about each pirur, each crumb is a hefek as ice. But Chatzis Shalos HaMinatara, it's an effect of Meir Dovid, and he leaves it as a suffix. We'll go Keseder. Listen carefully now. Be great. First of all, the Chazon Ish, none of the Achorinim that I'm going to say now, I'll say the later Achorinim, I'll say the earlier Achorinim, none of them had a Rabbeinu David like this. The Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Tes Zayin Sukkot Yedalet, the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Tes Zayin Sukkot Yedalet, he asked the Kasha by himself. He says, what's the Gemara saying over here, Vavim Abedi, Lem Yishum Pirum? There's no Kezayis there. And the Baal is no Kazayis there. So, what's the. You know, I keep everybody around Matzah. What's the problem with your room? I got left over. So, what? Why is there a reason to do Bittul? It's not by Rabbi Matzah as a effect of it. So, the Chazon Ish has a very interesting terrace. The Chazon Ish time is that the Kasha doesn't stop with Chal. Kasha is a mistake. And the Chazon Ish says a teretz, which is interesting that the Rabbeinu David didn't hold off, because Rabbeinu David's only teretz was Chatzis Shir also min haTorah. Says Rabbeinu David, I understand you. The shear of Kezayis is a din in the Chefetz of the Chometz that there has to be a Kezayis in one piece. It's a din of the Gavra. The Gavra has to hold a Kezayis of Chometz. If I have spread out over my house, in my house, a bunch of crumbs that they add up to a Kezayis, so the Gavra held a Kezayis of Chometz. He says, where does the Kasha stop the Chal? He doesn't bring Rabbeinu David again. The Chazon Ish Tain is that L'Chayim, there's a makom to answer the Kasha. Kasha is on the Gemara. Why does the Gemara say that? Because of Pirurim, I would have to do Betel because it's by Rav. And once the Gemara answers, it's L'Chashiva. But if not for L'Chashiva, I'd be over. In fact, the Chazon Ish, what do you mean? The Shir is a Kazayis. He has the Kasha himself. In fact, the Chazon Ish, I understand you. If the Shir and Kazayis has to be in one piece, it's then on the Gavra. It's then on the Kakaf to the Gavra. It's then on the Gavra that you shouldn't hold. What was the Shabbat, right? Because it's a Chashiva amount. What's called the chashuv amount? The chashuv amount is a chashuv amount is an amount of chametz. That's a chashuv amount. How a kazayis amount? It has to be one piece. It's in the piece. It's in the chepsa. Very interesting terms, by the way. Very interesting terms. Mechatesi. Who says the bechal has to be one piece of chametz? It's in that the gavra or tibayi has to have a chashuv amount of chametz in his house. What's called a chashuv amount? A chashuv amount is kazayis. Who says it has to be one piece? Mechatesi. It's in the chepsa that every piece is not also otherwise. What's very important for us is that we have a Rishon who argues on him. He says not like that. But that's incredible. We have a Rishon who says not like that. This year it has to be one piece. Yeah, if a guy has a bunch of crumbs in his house which add up to a kazayis, so he has a chashuv amount in his house. And then the gav has a chashuv amount. Who says every piece has to be done up for himself? He doesn't understand the kasha bad. So, but we have the big mitzia of this Rabbeinu David is that he has the kasha. He says, hey, you don't have a share. What do you mean you don't have a share? I accumulated a few room, made it up to a kazayis. State nish does a state that it's a din in the chefts of the chametz. A more we take off rise from this Rabbeinu David, that the shear is the shear in the chefts. As I state, Aleph. Okay, so let's go back to Rabbeinu David. You don't understand that it's not a din in that you have to hold a kazayis of chametz in the chashiv as a homage you're holding. Rather what? Rather it's a din in the chefts of the chametz. Which is the chametz that has an isser by Rabbeinu David? As I state. So the story is like this. There's a huge machlekes between the Shagas Aryeh and the Menchus Chinuch about this topic. I printed everything out for you today on the sheet over here. You'll see it afterwards, okay? We're not going to learn it inside now because I want to speak out the concepts that are going on. It's very deep rated, shot straight a little bit, but it's like, yeah, it's something more here. The Shagas Aryeh also discusses our Gemara. The Shagas Aryeh says, is there chatzi shir also min haTorah? Is there chatzi shir also min haTorah by Rav? He knows he discusses the fact that the Pirurim are less than a kazayis. The Shagas Aryeh is in the end of Simin Pei Aleph, Tshuva Pei Aleph. The Shagas Aryeh says a zach which has two chidushim to it, which I want to discuss at length. And I want to dedicate most of the day today to this. Shagas Aryeh says like this. He says he has a bit of discussion. Although each Pirur, each crumb for itself is not a what he calls. Zokir el mayotam chatzi shir also min haTorah. There's no chatzi shir also min haTorah over here. He says, Bechlal, by Chometz is literally the chatzi shir also min haTorah. Why not? He says a very, very interesting svar. And the svar goes like this. Like I said, there are two parts to the svar. I want to break them down. You all know that the Gemara says in Yuma, in 8th Perek, Machlekes HaShokesh HaBirchonon, whether or not chatzi shir is also min haTorah or not. The man Yom holds chatzi shir also min haTorah. Either learns it out of a pasuk, or he learns it out of a svara called Chazir Litzarufi. What's called Chazir Litzarufi? Why is Chatzi Shir also in a Torah? Because the Chatzi Shir, for example, a guy's eating a Chatzi Shir of Chazir. I have a Kazayas. Why is it also? Because Chazir Litzarufi. It could be a star with another Chatzi Shir, Balton. Says the Shagas Aryeh, a mapple de Kazach. Says the Shagas Aryeh that when do I say the svara of Chatzi Shir also in a Torah because the half that you're eating is Chazir Litzarufi? When do I say that? That's only in a case, watch. When I'm eating the first half, so the first half is also because when I'm going to eat the second half, so the mafreya I'm going to be over on the first half. I want to explain all that what that means. A guy ate a half a piece of chazer. So it's not the shir. Half a kazai, it's not the shir. If toich kidechi los pras, if within a few minutes he's going to eat the second half a kazai, so it's going to come out that this guy's over the mafreya from when on. So where do you do my second? Let's break it down. A guy ate at one time a chatzik kizayis. Then he ate another chatzik kizayis, trechidei achilos pras, within 4 minutes or two, whatever the time is. And now, when he finished eating this long eating, it comes out that the first half that he ate is part of this long extension. It comes out now, if I'll ask you, as a result of the fact that he ate the second half, shalom mafreya, it now comes out, it's like, it's cold man, he only ate the first half. He wasn't over that berry yet. But now that the first half wasn't it stopped to the second half, so the second half now causes that the first half is a mafreya over. Says the Shagas Aryeh, in a case where a guy eats half a kazayis of Isser, and then toich kedei achilas pras another half, when you eat the second half, you are now lemafreya oiver on the first half, because the first half was part of one long ma'aseh. So that at the end of the day, your oiver is because, as a result of eating the second half, you were goyrim that the first half was part of a long ma'aseh. The ma'freya is part of the aver. That's clear. Says the Shagas Aryeh, then and only then do I say the din of Chazilus Tarufi, the Chatzishir is also min haTorah. Chatzishir is only also min haTorah if, as a result of me eating the first half, and then as a result of me eating the second half, it's going to come out that I was over the Mafra on the first half, that's the only time we say Chatzishir is also min haTorah because it's Chazilus Tarufi. I repeat. The only time we say that something is chazil et starufe is when the half that you're doing now is going to become part of a longer process of the Avera. That when you're going to do the other half, the half that you're doing now is the mafreya part of the ma'aseh Avera, like for achila. Continues the Shagas Aryeh and says, by Rabbi Motzi, it's not like that. By Rabbi, it's not like that. Why not? A guy had half a kezias in his house. A guy had a kezias in his house. An hour later, another half a kezias comes into his house. A guy has a half a kezias in his house at 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, another half a kezias comes in, and he now has a full kezias. From when on is he over the ma'aseh avera ba'yirah, says the Shagas Aryeh. I repeat. A guy at 9 o'clock ate a chatzi kezias. At 9:04, he ate another chatzi kezias. So, after the second eating of the Chatzi Kezayis, we'll ask you, and when is he over from the Aver of eating a Kezayis? From 9 o'clock. Because 9 o'clock, he began the process. What's the Aver? The Aver is that your body should consume a Kezayis, right? How did my body consume a Kezayis? Part of it ate at 9, part of it at 9:04. What's the din, says the Shagas Aryeh by Rav Motzi? At 9 o'clock, I had a half a Kezayis in my house. At 9:30, at 9:10, at 9:15, another half a Kezayis arrived. Now I have a full Kezayis in my house. When am I over by Rav Motzi from? When am I over by Rav Motzi from? Says the Shagas Aryeh, you're over by Rav Motzi from 9:30. Why? We'll see soon why. You're not over, my friend. Repeat. The Shagas Aryeh time is that the din of Chazir the Starufe that says the Chatzishir is awesome and a Torah is only if the first half that you're doing, which is less than a shir, is going to be mitzarif with a process. If it's not going to be mitzarif and be part of the ma'aseh avera, Chatzishir is not awesome. Therefore, based on premise number one, the Chazir the Starufe was only set to Asar a Chatzishir when this Chatzishir is going to be part of the ma'aseh avera. So it's only true by Achila, it's not true by Yerov. By Yerov, at 9 o'clock you had half a Kezayis, and at 9:15 was added on another Kezayis. You're over from 9:15, you're not over from 9 o'clock, because you only had a Kezayis from when? From 9:15. Since the Shakazai says, hey, but since you're not over the Mafreya, therefore there's no Chazilut Sarufi. This Shakazai is based on two Veltz Chidushim, which I want to separate and talk about them separately today. The first chiddush is about Bayer Ben Watzei, you're not over the Mafreya when 9:15. That's the first chiddush. The first chiddush is about Yerol chiddush. That if at 9 o'clock you had a Chatzi Kezayis and 9:15 you had another Chatzi Kezayis, you're over from 9:15, not from 9 o'clock. The second chiddush is that since you're not over from 9 o'clock, there's no Chatzi Tzarufi, we don't say Chatzi Shalsa Ben Atar. The Shakazai is based on two pillars. One pillar is a Yesod in Chatzi Shir, one pillar is a Yesod in Bayer Yerol. Pillar number one is that when you have a Chatzi Shir at 9 o'clock and another Chatzi Shir at 9:15, you're not over my prayer from 9 o'clock. You're only over me kanal habol when you have a kezayis. And the second pillar is that since you're not over from 9 o'clock, we don't say chatzish osam min haTorah. Chatzish osam min haTorah was only said in a place where you're over from that second on. What you did at the chatzish is going to be mitzarif. It's going to merge with a greater ma'aser iser. Atkan the Shagas Aryeh. I want to discuss the Baal Yerol Chiddush first. Says the Shagas Aryeh is Simen Pei Aleph. That if a guy at 9 o'clock had a half a kezayis of chametz, and at 9:15 he had another half a kezayis of chametz, you're not over from 9 o'clock. We don't look at it as one long action. You're over from 9:15 when you have the kezayis. We'll talk about that first of all, okay? Before we talk about chazir tzarufi, he says a fact. You're not over from 9 o'clock. It's not like a chila where it's one long action. It's looked at as a davera starts at 9:15. What happened at 9 o'clock? There's an injury because at 9 o'clock you didn't have slowly. Mechas Chinuch argues. I printed the Mechas Chinuch out in Mitzvah Yotes Oisei. The Cheskenach argues in your test, I say, and he says punk fakert than the Shagazai. The Cheskenach says the following case. What happens if at 9 o'clock I had a hefer kizayis of chametz, and at 9:15, and then it got burnt? Yeah, case. 9 o'clock I had a hefer kizayis of chametz, then it got burnt. At 9:15 I have another kizayis of chametz. Says the Cheskenach, you're over. You never had a whole kizayis. It's my fair. It's over from 9 o'clock. A hefer kizayis, another hefer kizayis. So we have a world war between the Cheskenach and the Shagazai. When a guy at 9 o'clock had a half a kizayis of chametz, and then at 9:15 he got a whole kizayis of chametz, are you over l'mafreya? The shagazayis is chas v'shalom, you're only over from 12 o'clock, from 9:30. Excuse me, when you have a whole kizayis, the Cheskenach says no, you're over from the first second. Ad kidei kach, the Cheskenach drops a bomb and says that if at 9 o'clock you had a half a kizayis and it got burned, so you never had in your house at one time a kizayis. And at 9:15 you got another chatzik kizayis. You have it by your wall. You have it by your wall. It's chazir that's a movie. Yeah, right, Zener? Shagazai
is saying that you had a kizayis at one time in your
house. Yeah, I said the case.
Meaning you did a good thing.
Sorry. I got it. The Shagazai says, why is the Shagazai saying that I really love affair? Because we don't say that the chatzik and the chatzik join. You have to have a full kizayis at one time. That was only at 9:15. And the Shagazai holds you're not over the mafreya, you only over from when off when you have a full kizayis. It's a 9:15, so it's not mafreya. And the Cheskenach has to hold that as mafreya, because the Cheskenach said the guy never had a kizayis. The answer is obviously it's a half and not a half. I printed out the Cheskenach for you over here in your Tasei, who says this explicitly. So we have a machlekes between the Cheskenach and the Shagazai, first of all, on Bayiroa Dik. Is a person over Bayiroa as a result of an accumulation of a half plus a half? The Cheskenach says, you're over because of accumulation of a half plus a half. Hagamda, by the time the second half came, the first half was gone already. At kedekach. Shagazai is a pumfakar. The Shagazai says that you're not over until you have a full kazayis. That you had a half kazayis before doesn't interest you before. You're not over the mafreya, only over the kind of lava. I want to talk about that machlekes now for a few minutes.
How do you combine the two half kazayis unless you hold
up the kazayis? I'll explain. It's interesting that Rabbi Rattenberg took on that the Pashtus is like the Minchas Chinuch. It's like the Shagazai, correct? Am I correct? What do you say? I'll repeat what I meant. You take on that the Pashtus is like the Shagazai.
Which part?
You just said you don't say Minchas Chinuch. Why they join together, correct? Did I understand you correctly? We can rhyme sometimes. I'm going to explain everything. We'll go slowly. It's interesting, by the way. Who does Ayom say is more Pasha? The Shagazai? Leave the Chazanish on the side for a second, okay? Who's the Pasha? The Chazanish or the Shagazai or the Chazanish? What? Shagazai, what? It's funny that you say that. Why is it different than Achila? Half and another half. It's funny, in my mind, the Shagazai, I was butchering a whole Shabbos about this. Who's the Pashtus? The Pashtus, I mean, is the Cheskenach is the Pashtus. So, why is it different than Achilah?
Achilah, by definition, takes time.
So, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. What's like the pshat of the Shagazai? Slowly, one second, we're just starting. What's like a pshat of the Shagazai? Yeah? What's like a pshat of the Shagazai that he takes off a double poshut? That by eating, when I eat a half a kazayis at 9, I eat another half a kazayis at 9:10, I'm over. I'm afraid. It has to be like that, by the way, otherwise you don't have a kazayis. And by rule or not, you have another half, another half, I join together, one second. So it's very interesting. The Cheskenach understood that the pshat of the Shagazai is that technically there's nothing to join together the two acts. We know that by Achila, in order for the Achilas to join together, you have to have that you ate a b'chtoich k'de Achilas pas. Right? Guy eats matzah. Well, Pesach, usually you don't put in a whole kazayis into your mouth. You eat it piece by piece. But it has to be eaten b'chtoich k'de Achilas pas, whatever that amount of time is. Why? Because that's what joins it together. Otherwise, it's called you ate 0 plus 0 plus 0. You have to eat a kazayis at one time. Sukkah is the first night. They're mitzvah to eat a kazayis, eat a raisa. You don't eat k'derech 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 k'derech. Why? Because the eatings don't join together. So, I could hear, and by the way, the Mechas Chinuch, you'll see that I printed up, he says before, that's how we understood the Shagas Ari. He understood that the Pshat and the Shagas Ari is that they don't join together, because Pasha Tekka has nothing to join them together. In other words, by eating, what joins it, better when a guy eats at 9 o'clock, half a gazayas, and a guy eats at 9:10, half a gazayas, so 0 plus 0. By the way, same thing would apply in Lel Pesach, Lel Sukkot, or whatever, there's a mitzvah. There doesn't have to be that for by there, even by mitzvahs of eating. It's 0 plus 0. You need a gazayas, you need a gazayas, you need a gazayas. Wait, joining it together? No. Because by the way, Agav Kedeach Yilos Pas is a lot of Moshe Sinai. It's a lot of Moshe Sinai, that within Kedeach Yilos Pas, it's called one long Maisachil. You don't have to stuff the gazayas into your mouth. You're allowed to do an extended Maisachil. It's called one Maisachil. So the Chassidic is mashma that what the Shagas Ari meant to say is that by Yiro we don't find a lachem Moshe Sinai called Kedeach Yilos Pas, and since we don't find a lachem Moshe Sinai called Kedeach Yilos Pas, so there's nothing to join it together. Every time I was talking to my son Oblos yesterday on Shabbos, we were walking home from Mincha, so I was telling him about this machlekes Shagas Ari and Chassidic. So what did my son Oblos said? What do you mean? How can you join it together? There's no Kedeach Yilos Pas. What joins it together? What joins it together? What joins it together? You have a lachem Moshe Sinai that said it's called one long ma'aseh of Shehiyah. At 9 o'clock you did nothing. At 9:10 you did nothing. Tell me, no, it's all one long ma'aseh. What's the guidelines of one long ma'aseh by achilah? There's a lachem Moshe Sinai. What's called one long ma'aseh? By the way, if you do it more than 4 minutes or 8 minutes according to the achilah, the ball game's over. You can't join them together. It's not hefker abel. In the Chassidic is mashma. That's how we learn pshat in the Shagas Ari. There's nothing to join together. Interesting. Interesting. But I was thinking about different shot of the machlekes. And what the mechas gonna hold, by the way? Agav, what the mechas gonna hold? Mechas gonna hold. You can have at 9 o'clock half a kezayis. It got burned at 9:05, 9:10. You want another half a kezayis? What joins them together? It's one long ma'isa shehiyah. It's one long ma'isa of holding chametz. What glues them together? By achilah, what glues them together? It's a lachem Moshe Sinai. What could the achilas pras? So mechas gonna says no. You can join them together. My head. I was thinking of a different shot of the machlekes. It could be. By the way, the Mechas Chinuch himself, when he brings down the Shagas Aryeh, he says that the reason why the Shagas Aryeh said that you can't be over the mafeh when you have a half a gezayis and then you've got another half a gezayis and not over the mafeh because you don't have to be the achilas pras. There's nothing to join it together. I was thinking of a different shot, which has nothing to do with chazanish. I was thinking of a different shot of the machlekes of the Mechas Chinuch and the Shagas Aryeh, which I think is a powerful shot. Shots like this. Avenu Chakira. Avenu Chakira. Yesh Lachkor. Why do you need a kezayis for Ma'aseh Shehiyah? This is not the chazanish. The chazanish is something else. Have a chakira. Why do you need? This is a din. You need to have a kezayis. By the way, it's a yalfusa. The Gemara in Beitza learns it out of achilah. You need to have a kezayis to have a viral matzah. You need to have a kezayis. There are two ways to learn. I'm saying a nu chakira. One pshat is that it's a shear in the ma'aseh avera. What is the ma'aseh avera? The ma'aseh avera is shehiyas chametz, holding chametz. I'll say it very bluntly. What's called you held chametz? In order to be called you held chametz, it has to be a chashuv amount. But it's a shear in the Maisa Avera. When is it called a held chametz? It's called a held chametz when I held a kezayis. That's the Maisa, that is the Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera is holding a kezayis of chametz. Less than that is not the Avera. You didn't do the Avera. The Avera is what's called holding chametz. Less than a kezayis is not called you held chametz. Period. If that's the pshat, so then the shakazayis is pashat. At 9 o'clock I had a half a kezayis. I didn't do the Maisa Avera. When did I do the Maisa Avera? 9:15. So anytime I'm over the mafreya, well, the mafreya. At 9 o'clock, I did the ma'isa avera is holding a kezayis. That's the ma'isa avera. So if I didn't hold the kezayis, I didn't do the avera. By eating, what's the avera? The avera is your body consuming a kezayis, correct? So my body consumed a kezayis. It took 5 minutes to consume a kezayis. So what? I did the ma'isa avera. What is the ma'isa avera of achila? You have to check every place what the ma'isa avera is. By achila, the ma'isa avera is you're consuming. The ma'isa avera is the consuming. Okay, the ma'aseh avera is the consuming of a kezayis. My body consumed a kezayis. I have to do it all at once. No, directly as well. So I did the ma'aseh avera. The ma'aseh avera was a kezayis going into my body. If I learned that the shear of kezayis is in the ma'aseh avera, what is the ma'aseh avera? The ma'aseh avera is holding a kezayis of chametz. That's the ma'aseh avera. Listen, that's not called holding chametz. So of course it's no ma'aseh. At 9 o'clock, you had a half a kezayis. At 9:15, another half a kezayis was added on. Beseder. So that's what you do the Ma'aseh Avera. The Ma'aseh Avera is having kezayis. Before that, there's no Ma'aseh Avera. But from shooting, at kidei kach, what did Mechas Chinuch argue? His vice is Mechas Chinuch held that it's a dip, the shear is a din in the chametz of how much chametz should be had by you. If it's a din in the Ma'aseh Avera, that it's not called you did the act of the Avera until there's a kezayis, so then of course the Shagas Ari is correct. You didn't do the ma'aseh avera. By eating, I can say the ma'aseh avera began with the beginning of the consumption of the food, of the oichel. But if Avera is to hold a Kazayas, they didn't hold a Kazayas at 9 o'clock. What did the Bechas Chinuch hold? Bechas Chinuch is startling. Bechas Chinuch says at 9 o'clock he had half a Kazayas, at 9:05 it got burnt, and 9:15 another half a Kazayas. It means I never had at one time a Kazayas in my house. Shakim Bechas Chinuch. I never had at one time a Kazayas in my house. So obviously Bechas Chinuch holds on a din in the Mais Avera. You can't go say the guy did a Mais Avera. Another part is, he learns maybe that it's a shear in the amount of chametz that a person is not allowed to have. You're not allowed to hold onto a shear of kazayas of chametz. It's a chash of a shear. It's not a taich in what's called the maisa vera. If it's not a shear in what's called the maisa vera, so the word is the maisa. This guy had chametz in his house of a kazayas that was held by him. It accumulated. Again, I'm not getting into the shail of Turkey the Elchus Pass. It accumulated by him. He had an amount of chametz of a kazayas. It's a shear in the amount of chametz that's held by you. It's not a din in the maisa vera. It's a shear in the amount of kazayas that was held by the amount of chametz that was held by you. This guy had an amount of chametz of a kazayas that was held by him. It was broken up into two parts. So what? Well, the maisa, at the end of the day, you'll ask me how do the two things combine? Basically, I don't know. It didn't bother what's his name. It didn't bother the Michas Melech.
What's the Mais Avera do
that though? The Mais Avera is holding chametz. Just the shear of the kazayas is in the amount of chametz being held. I'm not changing what the Mais Avera is. I'm not clearing what the Mais Avera is. I'm clearing is where did the shear of kazayas land? Is the shear of kazayas that's supposed to not called the Mais Avera? It's not called holding. The second shear is called holding. Just the amount that needs to be held, it's about how much needs to be held, okay? And the word is, if a kazayas was held, you held a kazayas, a chashav amount. That's cool that you're over the zach. That's machlekes lechayra between the Michas Chinuch and the Shagazari in this startling case of a guy who had a half, got burned, and then he got another half. So he never at one point had an entire kazayas. That's the shalom, are you over the mafair or not? That's aleph. But Beis is just as important. Beis is, said the Shagazari, one second, we're not finished yet. Said the Shagazari, that vibalt I'm not over the mafreya when I get a half and another half, because that vera only starts from the time that I get the second half. Therefore, there's no chazil, it's the rufe. This shagazari is shak the world. Why is it no chazil, it's the rufe? Because, why is it no chazil, it's the rufe? Because a maisa, when I did the first half is never going to join into a maisa vera. When is it going to be another half? The Mais Avera will only start when the other half comes. But the first half that I'm doing is never going to join into a Mais Avera. And in order for Chatzi Shiat also Menat Torah, it has to be bitnai that when I'm going to be mitzarefit, we'll join into the Mais Avera. I repeat, the Chagazai dropped the bomb. The din of Chatzi Shiat also Menat Torah was only said when the first chelik that I'm eating now has the yecholus to join in practically and become part of a long Mais Avera. If it doesn't have the yecholus to be mitzarif and join in a long Mais Avera, we don't say chatzi shiras min ha-Torah. Over here, where when I have a half and I'm going to have another half, it's not going to join into a long Mais Avera, we don't say chatzi shiras min ha-Torah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger at Juva Kuf Nun Dalet, and it's the Rabbi Chonon that I brought down for you, the Rabbi Kiva Eger couldn't print out. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger at Juva Kuf Nun Dalet, have an afkamina. Listen to this afkamina, I was going to faint. It's the end of Yom Kippur. It's the end of Yom Tov HaPesach. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And the Rabbi Chonon that I brought you down on the photostat brings this nafka mina. We'll see it afterwards. Why he said it. And listen to the story. It's Yom Kippur, the last second. It's Pesach, the last second. Chometz is about to become mutter, you're allowed to eat. A guy has enough time to eat a chatzi shir. Is he allowed to eat a chatzi shir or not? He goes to the Rav. And the Rav looks at the clock and says, how much can you eat? Chatzi shir? It's not chazil tzarufi. It's never going to become part of a long aver, right? It's never going to merge. It says, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Tshuva, Kuf Nun Dalet, the feed, this Havana of chazil tzarufi, that the only time we say chatzi shir also made a Torah is when it's actually going to become part and parcel of a zach. Then if at the end of Yom Kippur a guy wants to eat a chatzi shir, which doesn't have enough time to make a tzaruf, it's not going to become part of a longer maisa. At the end of Pesach, you're not going to become part of a longer maisa. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat chametz at the end of Pesach if there's not enough time to eat the entire kazayas, because it's not chazil tzarufi. It's not going to become part of a process. I say it's okay, we give eger and tshuva kuf nun dalet. Can you? I say, you're allowed to eat on your kippur? You eat on your kippur? So what happens at the end of your kippur? Eating a chatzi shir. Eating us in a kusevus. That's in a tzir. You know what the shir of your kippur is? Huh? Ain't half. What's the problem? Chassid Shalom in a Torah only because it's going to be mitzvah. This won't be mitzvah because and they don't give us. I say, so I can be keeping a true book of the Lord. You hear my son? Come to Rabbi Chanan. Come to Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shmuz. Kedlik Beis on Poland. Ois Mem Hei. No. No, because when I eat after Yom Kippur, it's not doing a Maisa Yisra. There's nothing to start. No, it's not. It's not. No, it's not. Shir Achila. I didn't do a Maisa Yisra before. What are we talking about? You know anything wrong? We're, I didn't eat a kazayas of this.
You don't share Achila.
I don't know what that means. And they perpetrated my Achila to a kazayas. Not true. The there is that I did an Achila of a kazayas. Wait a minute. Chas v'shalom. So it's very interesting. Rabbi Chanan, I printed out Rabbi Chanan because it's supposed to print it. The whole Velt says this. Rabbi Chanan that I showed you over there says that this Pshat Toli on a famous Chakira, what does Chazir Tzarufi mean? You all know the Gemara says in Yuma that Chassid Shalom in a Torah because it's Chazir Tzarufi because it could be Mitzdarv. It's a Moridik Pshat, how to learn. It's interesting. What does Chazir Tzarufi mean? Why is Chassid Shalom in a Torah? Because it could be Mitzdarv, right? There are two ways to learn. One is a Simen and one is a Sibo. Ba'azra is Vore, very tiefer rate. One way of learning is like the Shaka Zari said, like Rabbi Kiva Eger said. Chazir Tzarufi means, you know what, you're not allowed to go eat a Chassid Shalom, you go to the Rav. Why are we not allowed to eat a Chassid Shalom? The answer is, because you're doing an act which could become part of a Maisa Vera. You're not allowed to eat a Chassid Shalom because you're doing an act that could become part of a Maisa Vera. If it's the end of Yom Kippur, or it's the end of Shmish HaPesach or Achmish HaPesach, you're not doing an act that could become part of a Maisa Vera. So you can go do it, Bakasha. So Chazir Tzarufi is a Siba. Without you're doing something that could become part of a Maisa Vera, says the Shaka Sari, really, that's the Pshat? So then, by Yerah, by Motze, we're what? Where it's not going to become part of the Maisa Vera, because the first half that I explained. So man, you're allowed to go ahead and do it. There's no problem. There's no problem with Chatzin Shalom Sumer HaTorah. Come to Rabbi Chanan, says a Tifa Lomdash of Pshat. He says, the Pshat of Chazir Tzarufi is the Pshat of Gansin. Listen to what he said. Chazir Tzarufi means like this. A guy goes to a Rav, and he says, Rebbe, can I eat a Chatzin Shalom Chazir? So Rav says, you can't. So the guy's a Lomdin, the guy says, why can't I eat a Chatzin Shalom Chazir? Torah Asad or Kazayis. So the Rav says, I'll prove to you that a Chatzin Shalom is also awesome. Listen to this. How do I know? There's no pasuk in the Torah. There's a Raya. The Raya goes like this. If a guy eats a Chatzin Shalom Kazayis and then another Chatzin Shalom Kazayis, he gets Malchus, right? Why? 0 + 0. It's Mitzarev. It says, Rabbi Chanan. What the Gemara meant to say was that from the fact that it's Chazir Tzarufi, it's a Raya Muchachas that when you ate the first Chatzin Shalom, you were doing an Issa. Because if I would go to a Rav and ask the Rav, can I eat a Chatzin Shalom? And he would say, sure, it's Mutter. Then there's no way in the world it could be Mitzarev because he did a Maisav Heter. How can an act of Heter be Mitzarev to give the Gamalchus? That's what Rabbi Chanan calls a simin. Chazir Tzarufi wasn't the reason why the Chatzin Shalom is also. The Chatzin Shalom is also, you know why? Because Chatzin Shalom is also. The Torah asked the Chatzin Shalom. You want to know how I know? You want to know how I know that the Torah HaKadosh asked the Chatzin Shalom? Because if the Torah HaKadosh didn't ask the Chatzin Shalom, there would never be a din of Chazir Tzarufi. There would never be a din of Mitzarev. Why? The guy ate the first Chatzin Kazayis of a Chazir, right? If when he ate that Chatzin Kazayis, he did an act of Heter. Then it can't be that when he eats the second half, he's going to go get Malchus because we join it together. When the first act that he did, it was an act of Heter. It can't be. I can't do what? Because that doesn't make sense. That's exactly the Shad of Chazir Tzarufi. What Mafreya? A Zach B'Shas Maisa that I was allowed to do can't become also a Mafreya. That doesn't make sense, by the way. A Zach B'Shas Maisa that I had a Heter to do could become also a Mafreya? The Mele says the London. Chazir Tzarufi wasn't a Sibo while you're also. It's not the Pshat that because you're doing an act that's going to be part of a long history also. That's not the reason. The Pshat is Chazir Tzarufi means that since we see in the Torah HaKadosh that you can even start off a second act together with that, that's a raya that the act that you did has to be intrinsically also because Lo Yitzur HaChatzis Shir will be intrinsically mutter. Then there's no way in the world to be mitzvah of afterwards. You did an act which is fundamentally mutter. Yeah, Vaisa. So according to that, Pshat of Chazir Tzarufi, nobody ever said that in order to ask the Chatzis Shir also in the Torah, it has to be part of a process. Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah because it's also in the Torah because the Torah asked the Chatzis Shir. You want to know how I know? Because I see by Achila that when a guy does the first half, he does the second half. You get Malchus, so it's a raya. The first half was also awesome. So it's a raya. The Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. Ah, it's a raya. The Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. It's a raya. The Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. So by Yerah, also Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. What are you going to tell me? Chatzis Shir is never going to become part of a process. So it won't become part of a process. But Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. You want to know how I know that Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah? Because in a place where it is mitzdarif, I say that it's mitzdarif. How could it be mitzdarif if you're doing an act which is intrinsically mutter? The answer is vice versa. There's a raya in the Torah asa the Chatzis Shir. No, once we have a raya in the Torah HaKadosh asa the Chatzis Shir, so that applies, even in a case of Bayerol by Motzi. I grant that Bayerol Motzi is not going to actually become part of the process. I don't need to become part of a process. Have a raya from Achila that all Chatzis Shir are also in a Torah. And in Meila, it says Rav Chanan, the fees there, if the guy's at the end of Yom Kippur or the guy's at the end of Pesach, of course it's going to be Asur. It's never going to become part of a process. It's never going to become that this is the Maisa Vera. Who cares, Bachal? As long as I did it, Chatzis Shir is also in a Torah. Hayetzimit Varenu is that the Yisoid of the Shagas Aryeh. The Yisoid of the Shagas Aryeh, one second. Hayetzimit Varenu is that the Yisoid of the Shagas Aryeh, that there's no Chatzis Shir also in a Torah, but by Rav by Motzei, is based on two pillars. The Yisrael of the Chatzis Shir, also min HaTorah, that there's no Chatzis Shir, also min HaTorah by Vayiroh, is based on two pillars. Pillar number one is that you're not a Vilam Afreya. That's not part of the Maisa Isser, that the Michal Sinach Dings on. Pillar number two is that Vibalt is not part of the Maisa Isser, we don't say Chazir Zerufe. Because Chazir is only said in a case where you're beginning the process of the Vayiroh now. On that, Rabbi Kiveger agrees in one place, Rabbi Chanan says, who says? Who says that's Chazir Zerufe? That's already Chatzis Shir part. Who told the Chazir Zerufe? That before it needs to become part of it. Chazir Zeruf is a raya. That is also. Once I have the raya, so it's also. This is very interesting. If you want to say a little bit of pilpul, the Rabbeinu David over here has a suffix. Do we say Chatzis Shir b'Vayiroh? Rabbeinu David over here had a suffix. We don't know what his suffix was. Rabbeinu David over here is a matl d'gazach. Rabbeinu David over here, if you look back into Rabbeinu David over here has a suffix. Do we say Chatzis Shir also min haTorah b'Vayiroh? The rest of your life. Do we say Chatzis Shir also min haTorah b'Vayiroh? What was his suffix? Now I have information. I can learn his suffix well as the machlekes of Michal Schinach and the Shagas Aryeh, which is a machlekes in the Gedorim of Vayiroh. Could you make it Sira for part one or part two? Or I can learn the machlekes was a bigger machlekes in the Gedorim Chazal and Sarufe, whether I need to file that it goes by to need to be part of the process or not. I can learn that he argues on both Nikudas of the Shagas Aryeh. Either I can learn that it's machlekes inside Vayiroh, whether or not a guy's Oivel Mafreya, like one you say to the Shagas Aryeh, or I can learn that he agrees he's not Oivel Mafreya. But it doesn't have to do with Chazir Tzarufi. Who cares? Chazir Tzarufi is only a simon, like Rabbi Chanan says. That's the L'chayra, the suffix of the, that's what Mori the Gazak. We have a Rishon who had a suffix whether Vayiroh has Chatzis Shir Asmeh HaTorah. And what goes the suffix? So since we have a machlekes of the Shagasai with the Michal Schinach, and we have a machlekes of the Shagasai with Rabbi Chanan, we're calling it Rabbi Chanan, so it gives a lot of makom to learn what the Pshat is. Oh. Zarki Mora. Ine Mishon Piruri in Halach HaShivi. If you take a key in the mental agabesi chashivi, but Tanya sufitain and Misham said, "Man, I'm serving him. Misham said, 'Make sure it's us.' As much about by his mark for the lame, I'm serving Misham Gels, but having the mice, as much about by his mark for the lame, the Misham Gels, the Misham Mice. Why is it very big radio? What's it more say? The Mobi says that Pirur don't need bittel. Why? Because Alech Hashivi. And somebody who says Alech Hashivi doesn't need bittel, slowly, on a build. Somebody's left in Yitzhak. Where do I know that from? It says over there by Sefer Tanim, even though you're being Shamar, you're making a Shimer Agav other things, so Mela, that's enough for what? That's not called a Shimer. And therefore, A, there's no Gezel, and B, you're not Chayav Meisek or something which is Hefker, not Chayav and Meisekin. And Mela, the thing is that it's Lech HaShivi. I want to point out something in Pshat, very, very important, before I say the big raid that I want to say now. The Gemara didn't bring a raya from Soifei Tainim that it's called Lech HaShivi. It was posher that it's Lech HaShivi. A. The Gemara didn't bring a raya that Lech HaShivi is called not yours, also not yours. The Gemara brought a raya from Soifei Tainim that a Zach, which is Lech HaShivi, and is being watched for other things. Because anyway, you're watching it for other things. That's not called watched. That's not called Shomer. That's not called it's being held for the Baal Boss. The Gemara didn't bring a raya that Pirurim are called Lech HaShivi, obviously. And the Gemara didn't bring a raya that Lech HaShivi is called not yours. You might put a right to a specific nekuda. Even though it's Lech HaShivi, you might think that since the house is being closed off for other things, for another, mashallah, no, that's not called being watched, and that's not called being held to the Bible, and it blives with the Chisan of Lech HaShivi, but the fundamental zach that Lech HaShivi is called Hefker, and nothing more than giving a riot to. You might put a right that you might think that since you're watching the house for other things, you're locking the door, not for the Pirum, but for the other stuff, maybe that's called what it's called. Azish Teit. So there's a whole mindset here. So the Gemara says, you don't need Bittul, because it's Lech HaShivi anyway. Now, you'll remember that the Ram brought a ride from this Gemara on the base, spoke about a Rehov of Gedei La'ad Mo'id. The Rambam brought a raya from this Gemara that the Gedder of Bittul is after. We had a mysterious thing. Bittul appears, right, for the first time on the Dalam of Beis. And what is Bittul? Big mystery. What is Bittul? How does it work? So the Rambam said Bittul's from the family of Hefker. What was his raya from this Gemara? Because the Gemara says that Pirurim Aloy Chashivi. So we asked back then on that Beis. I want to make a major hisof and not what I said. We asked back on the base, where did Ron see that Bittul is Hefker? The Gemara said, let's be specific, Pirurim don't need Bittul because they're Lechashivi. Lechashivi means Hefker. Mutubishum Gezel. We didn't say that's what Bittul is. The Gemara said, you want to do Bittul for Pirurim. Pirurim don't need Bittul because Bittul is anyway Hefker. It's anyway not yours because it's Lechashivi. Where do you see that Bittul means Lechashivi? Where do you see that Bittul means? So we saw what we said back then. That the Ran read the Gemara differently. The Ran read the Gemara like this. What are you telling me? You need Bittul for what? For the Pirurim. The Pirurim are Memele Bottle. He read the Gemara like this. The Gemara didn't mean to say, I don't need Bittul because it's Lech Hashivi. The Gemara meant to say, what do you want to go do? Bittul for the Pirurim? Says the Ran over here by us. Pirurim are Memele Bottle. They're Bottle without doing a Bittul. So there we learn out that Lech Hashivi means Bittul because he read the Gemara like that. The Gemara meant to say, you don't need Bittul on the Pirurim because the Pirurim are Memele Bottle. Whatever you're going to accomplish, Ayyadei Bittul, you already accomplished Ayyadei Lech Hashivi. Shtei Mefurish in the Gemara, that's how the Rach learns, that's what Tosis is about. Look at Tosis. Is that the Ali Perish? Belay Bottle Me'elov. It's not Bottle Me'elov like, well, like the Peru. Bottle Me'elov. It's Bottle by itself. Ayyadei in the Ran here. So in Me'elov, they had a Gemara that says that Bittul is Hefker because the Gemara said that Pirurim don't need Bittul because they're Bottle anyway because of Lech Hashivi. There's no such Gemara like that. The Gemara says, Pirurim Aleich Hashivi. Why did the Gemara say that's a Bittul? Because they read the Gemara like that. Why did they read the Gemara like that, by the way? It's not possible. Why the Rach, the Ran, the Tosis, why did they read the Gemara like that? Because the Chayyad Pshat is, Pashim Pshat, is because the Gemara says something very strange. The Gemara says, Pirurim Aleich Hashivi. And if they're Aleich Hashivi, then what? Ah, so they're Hefker, and they're not yours. The Gemara doesn't have to bother speaking it out. It's a weird Gemara. The Gemara says, Pirurim don't need Bittul because they're Aleich Hashivi. And what does Aleich Hashivi do? And what does Aleich Hashivi do? So the Gemara is working out. Lech Hashivi is Hefker. Hefker is not Lecha. Gemara doesn't say anything. It's Meduyik in the Gemara that the Gemara doesn't have to bother explaining why Lech Hashivi is, because that's what Bittul is. The Gemara knew that's what Bittul is. Bittul makes a Lech Hashivi. Frankly, the Gemara has to do Bittul. Bittul means Lech Hashivi. It's anyway Lech Hashivi. Now, from the fact that the Gemara, I'm saying a Pshat for it, this is from some of the Emes of Pshat, how the Ran knew that was the Pshat in the Gemara. How did the Ran know that the Pshat in the Gemara was that Pirurim don't need Bittul because it's Bottle anyway? Because the Gemara doesn't explain what the problem of Lech Hashivi is. The Talmud used to go back to Hamer Beis, where the Gemara learned out Shochah, Yatta Oiva, Agatha Maisa. The Gemara should have said Lech Hashivi, Behavi Hefker, Epis something. What is the Bala speaking out why Lech Hashivi is not over? Because that's what Bittul is. Bittul is Lech Hashivi, says the Gemara. You're coming to make Lech Hashivi, it's Lech Hashivi anyway. That's some of the Pashas out in the Gemara. So the Pashas, the reading of the Gemara goes like this. You have to do Bittul. Bittul means Lech Hashivi. Frankly, more, you remember Lech Hashivi anyway. All that's good, now we stop. All that's good, like who? If I learn that Bittul Hashachas to Hefker, who holds the Bittul Hashachas to Hefker? Let's make a judgment. Places hold Bittul Hashachas to Hefker. And the Ran holds the Hashachas to Hefker, albeit different, okay? Different lumbers of Hefker, like before Krakova, who's a Trera on Rashi. Rashi learns Bittul's not Hefker. The Rashi over here says Mefurish. Why not over if you do Bittul? Al Mishabalda ain't over the Lakasa Vela Tashbisu, right? What does Rashi say, why not over? Spoke about this because he did Tashbisu. Rashi nowhere says that Bittul is Hefker. Rashi over here says, Rashi on Daf Dalet says that Bittul is Tashbisu. Over here, Rashi says he's not over because he did Tashbisu. Nowhere does Rashi say it's Hefker, but more, nothing more blame than our Gemara, where Rashi says the reason why he's not over is because of. How do you read the Gemara? How do you read the Gemara? The Gemara means like this. Frankly, Gemara, what do you need it for? If you room, the room of Lech Hashivi. So he couldn't read the Gemara like the Ram, because Lech Hashivi is Hefker. Like Gemara says, and Bittul according to Rashi is not Hefker. Bittul is Afridara. Bittul is Tashbisu. Ashbasa Bolev Avi Ashbasa. See, you tell me it's not a Kasha. He has to read the Gemara like the Ran. He has to read the Gemara like the Ran. He has to read that the Gemara said that Pirurim Aleich Hashivi. Maybe the Gemara meant to say Pirurim need Bittul. In fact, the Gemara, they don't need Bittul because Aleich Hashivi. They're Hefker anyway. So Mele wants a Hefker. They're not yours. They're not over. But in Ochanami, Bittul is not Aleich Hashivi. Bittul is not Hefker. Then we have a machlekes in pshat, how to read the Gemara. It means that Rashi holds that Lech Hashivi, that Bittul is not Hefker, it's a different ballgame completely. It's a shbosa b'leif, it's a ma'isa tashbisu. And like we said, for Ramdokhan, once you do tashbisu, you're not everybody Ra anymore. So how do you read the Gemara? Lech Hashivi and Bittul are no shakas to each other. So we're reading differently than the Ram. Could be. I once said for Rav Asher, he said a Mori the Kazakh, which I think is carved for the pshat. He wanted to tie in the Ravada, the correct way of reading the Gemara is like this. Aboye diksor kriyavata, after bill. Frank Gemara, why? Is it a crumbs? Pure? It's like Hashivi, it's bottle anyway. Frank the Hakasha, what does Lech Hashivi have to do with bittle, according to Rashi? According to Rashi, bittle is a Moshe Bodev. What does it mean with Lech Hashivi? So Moshe Tanen Amore to Kazakh, he said, Avada Navada, bittle is not Hefka. You didn't pick it up. What is bittle, by the way? So we have a Rashi and Dalam and Alf on the bottom when he introduced it for the first time by Sefer Maskir. He said, bittle means Messiah Daitimine. I gave up on it. You want to know, is that called an act of Hefka? No. Rashi nowhere says that bittle makes it Hefka. The aside of bittle is Asa Daitimine, it's Lech Hashivi. They'll ask me and say, if it's not Hefka, and it's Asa Daitimine, it's Lech Hashivi, so why is it Mutu Mishum Gezel? Why is it Potter from Isa? Said Rav Hashanah. Avada Le Rashi, it's not Hefker, and Avada is still yours. But at the end of the day, Rashi also agrees that the essence of Bittul is Lech Hashivi because he read the Gemara like the Ran. In fact, the Gemara, you need to go do Bittul on Pirurim. You don't need to do Bittul. What's Bittul? Bittul is Asach Adaite. Bittul is Etzna Choshev, but it's anyway Lech Hashivi. Le Rashi, Lech Hashivi doesn't make it Hefker. I know that it doesn't make it Hefker because Rashi doesn't say the reason is because of Hefker. So why is it Mutter Gezel? Why is it not Potter from Isaac? So the Basha Pasha Dezach. There are two types of chalaisim. There's one chalais called Hefker, where I'm after the Zachin, it's not mine anymore. There's another chalais in the Torah called Yish. What's Yish mean? I allow you to take it. You all know, we've spoken many times, the Nesiva says, Yish doesn't mean that it's not yours anymore. It's still yours. Just say, I allow people to take it. It's not choshev by me anymore. Vakasha, take it. Said Rav Asher, Motu Mishum Gezel doesn't mean that it's Hefker. Motu Mishum Gezel means you're allowed to take it, because the guy was Messiah Das from it. He gave up on it. That's not much like Yish. So ask me, and why is it Potter from Isa? It's not Hefker. So you all know, what's the reason why Hefker is Potter from Isa? You all know, what's the reason why Hefker is Potter from Isa? Why is Hefker Potter from Isa? Is it Hefker? So the partial reason is not, it's because the Pasuk says, Uba Levi, the reason why a Levi gets Meiser and Trumas is because he ain't no chelik v'nach limach, he doesn't have a chelik. Hefker, he has a chelik, he's allowed to take it. If he's allowed to take it, then I don't have to give him Meiser. He's allowed to take it. He has no chelik v'nach limach, I want a taina. Avada like Rashi, it's not Hefker. Rashi doesn't say it's Hefker anyway. The act of what he called is an act of what? It's an act of Lech Hashivi. And Lech Hashivi is called Tashbisu. Frank the Gemara, watch. Habaydik Shalji Vatal. Bittu means Asachatait, it means it's Lech Hashivi by me. And that's called Hashbasa. Once it's Hashbasa, the ballgame's over. Frank the Hakasha. Frank the Gemara, why are you doing it? Because Pirum? Pirum also Lech Hashivi. Pirum anyway Lech Hashivi. And how do I know that the Lech Hashivi? And how do I know that the guy was Messiah Das? Because it says it's Mutter Mishum Gezel. It says it's Potter from Isa. And the minute that it's Mutter Mishum Gezel and it's Potter from Isa, that's a raya, not that it's Hefker. It's not a raya that it's Hefker, but it's a raya that I remove myself from it. Because if I wouldn't remove myself from it, you ask me, but if it's not Hefker, so why is it Mutter Mishum Gezel? Because it's Yish. You ask me, if it's not Hefker, why am I Potter from Isa? Because the Levi has a right to take it. And the minute that the Levi has a right to take it, because it's Mutter Mishum Gezel, there's no Chiyuv Meiser anymore. So Rashi also read the Gemara like the Ran. He read the Gemara like this. What's Bittul mean? Bittul means Tashbisa. Why is it called Tashbisa? Because I've made a Sechadas. It's Lech Hashivi by me. Lech Hashivi anymore, that's called Moshe Bezbalev. In fact, Yomara, what are you going to go, why are you doing Bittul for? Pirurim. Pirurim are Lech Hashivi anyway. They're already Bottom Elo. They're Bottom Elo. You don't need to go through Bittul for Pirurim. I'll prove to you the Bottom Elo. I'll prove to you the Lech Hashivi. Because you're allowed to go ahead and take it. If you're allowed to take it, it's a ride that it's Hefker. So why does the Rashi say Hefker? It's not Hefker. I said, why are you allowed to take it? You're allowed to take it because I was Messiah Das from it. If me Messiah Das from something is enough to allow somebody to take it. Why is it Potter from Meiser? Because the guy's allowed to take it. And I don't need to say that it's a Chalais Hefker. So, Mitzad Gezel, Mitzad Meiser, it's enough that I allow the guy to take it. But why am I not everybody over about to say, it's part of my Chavis? The answer is because I was supposed to believe. Because I was Messiah Das. I did the act of Lech Hashivi. I made up Lech Hashivi. And according to Rashi, also Bittul is Lech Hashivi. Just it's two Zerf a different Zach. According to the Rana, two Zerf Hefker. According to Taisa, two Zerf Hefker. According to Rashi, two Zerf Hashpasa. Something which is Lech Hashivi, but it's called Hashpasa. The Asachadai to Minayu. That's the introduction to the Gemara over here. Tomorrow we're going to go into the heart of the Sugya. What do you say? That's true. That's true.